current National Weather Service radar indicates no precipitation in northeast Texas, including the Tyler Longview area.
The following is a summary of Texas weather. Around the severe thunderstorms brought high wind, very heavy rain, and possible tornado to the Red River Valley of North Texas this morning. Between 6:30 and 8:15 a.m., nearly 5 inches of rain drenched the community of Bridgeport and Wise County. During that same time, wind gusted to 60 miles an hour. Power lines, trees, and plate glass windows were broken. Shortly after 7:30 a.m., a possible tornado unroofed buildings and drove large boards into buildings in the same county. No one was injured. Other storms, some very heavy, pounded Monteague County near Bowie. Around 3 inches of rain fell there when the storm became stationary. No flooding was expected from either of these storms. All the inclement weather developed in response to a stationary front that extended by late morning from western Oklahoma through the Texas Panhandle to Clovis. Moist and stable Gulf air gave low clouds to all but the high plains and Trans Pecos as a 10 to 20 mile an hour southeast wind prevailed. Wind shifted to the northeast at Dalhart, while light westerly wind brushed to El Paso vicinity. Along with the clouds, much of central and east Texas had 4 to 6 mile visibility due to fog. Meanwhile, most of the precipitation weakened by late morning, with just an isolated thunderstorm between Gainesville and Sherman. Showers were widely scattered along the coast. The tropical air mass brought 10 a.m. readings in the 70s and low 80s. In most sections of Texas, while Dalhart and McCune was just 66 degrees. Yesterday's high was 89, this morning's low 73. In the last 24 hours, there's been no precipitation in the Tyler Longview area. You're listening to NOAA Weather Radio, the voice of the National Weather Service. The forecast for Tyler and vicinity. This afternoon, partly cloudy and warm, high near 90, wind southerly 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight and Monday, considerable cloudiness late tonight and early Monday. Otherwise, partly cloudy and continuing warm, low near 70. High Monday near 90, wind southerly around 10 miles per hour tonight and southerly 10 to 15 miles per hour Monday. The extended forecast for Smith and surrounding counties for the period Tuesday through Thursday. No rain expected. High temperatures in the 90s, lows in the mid-60s to mid-70s. And here are the current observations of wind, weather, and temperature at 1 o'clock. At the Dallas-Fort Worth Regional Airport, mostly cloudy at 83 degrees, a relative humidity of 70%. The winds are from the south at 17 miles per hour, and the barometric pressure 30.0 and steady. In Waco, cloudy at 83, with southeast winds at 13. Shreveport, mostly cloudy at 84, with south winds at 9. And in other cities, Tyler mostly cloudy at 85 degrees, a relative humidity of 59%, the winds are from the south at 16 miles per hour, and the barometer is showing 30.04 and steady. In Longview, mostly cloudy at 81 with south winds at 9, it's mostly cloudy at 83 in Houston with southeast winds at 12. McAllister, cloudy at 75 with south winds at 6, it's mostly cloudy at 84 in Texarkana with south winds at 8. And once again in Tyler, mostly cloudy at 85 degrees.